The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a God of patents. Whatever he does is with his patents. And whatever he tells man to do has patents it must follow. There are patterns that govern every area of life. The only time we enter into confusion and frustration as believers is when we forsake the patterns of God and choose other patterns. A pattern is a model for imitation. It is a blueprint to follow to arrive at an expected destination. The world has patterns by which they live. The church of Jesus Christ has patterns of God. So if you want to have a successful marriage according to God, then you must do it according to his patterns. The ways of men are evident, but the patterns of God must be revealed. Life must be lived according to God's patterns.
Now, your word in season.
Amen. Just for a short time, let's get into the word of God. Always remember it's important to be in church, all right? Last Sunday, we started to discuss living your life according to God's patterns. I really would encourage you to listen well to the word of God and make amends where you have to make amends. One thing I've discovered in my work as a pastor is many people don't really hear the word of God. And when even they hear it, they decide not to do it. You know, God can never force you to do his word. That is why we are admonished. He says, do not be hearers only. You see? Don't deceive yourself by being hearers only, but doers. He actually says, doers of the work. That means, you see, the doing of the word is what produces the works of God in your life. Do you understand? He says, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers what? Only deceiving your own selves. So you walk in deception when you hear and do not do. I tell you, I've realized that's one of the biggest problems of believers. But the doing, I pray you be a doer. Look at the next verse. It says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, in a mirror. So you hear the word, but you don't do it. He says you are like somebody who is looking into a mirror. He sees his face. But the next verse, then he says, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way. And straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. You see, the word of God is a mirror. So when you look into it, you see what you must be. Your true reflection is what the word of God shows you. The true word of God shows you who you are. So you act it out. But you see, you can hear and hear and hear. And you decide not to do. He says you are like one who looks into into the mirror. He sees his natural face, but when he leaves, he forgets. Then look at it. The next verse. He says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. You see, the perfect law. The law for free men. The perfect law of liberty. And continueth therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Not the one that heard it. The one that did it is the one that will see the blessing. So don't just be a hearer. You hear, you don't practice. You hear, you don't practice. You hear, you don't practice. Later you may say the word of God doesn't work. It's not the word of God that doesn't work. It's you that's not doing it. Yeah. So be a doer. Okay? For example, this afternoon I was just meditating on some few things, and one of the scriptures I was meditating on was Ephesians 5. Okay? Ephesians 5. Let's start reading from verse number 21. I just want to show you something small. Okay? Can you give this to us in NIV? 21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That means if... He's going to talk about husbands and wives. But first he says that submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So if I don't submit to my wife, I don't reverence Christ. It's paternal. So I must be doer of this, not just a hearer. So you want us to see you reverence Christ. Let's see it in the way you submit to one another. Don't just say I reverence Christ. Are you following the thing? For me, as a servant of God, and for you, as a servant of God, if we will enjoy life, you cannot outside of the patterns of God. You can't. People of God. You see, your life is very important. Your life. Right from when you recognize that your choices and your decisions are what makes you. It's very important to know the truth and to live by it. Because whatever comes out of your life is your own decision. I hope you are getting my point. Yeah. Very soon you realize you can't blame anybody. Very soon. Very soon you realize that your life has been your own decisions, your choices, and all that. Not anybody's fault that you ended up in a certain way. I always say that life is predictable. Life is predictable. Life is predictable. You cannot be boozing, sheeing, womanizing, and not expect certain things in old age. Come on. Oh. Sure, of course, you will have them. They will surely come. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So when I submit to you and you submit to me, it's because we reverence Christ. So if I am not submitted to you and you are not submitted to me, both we don't reverence Christ. Full stop. So you want to know a marriage that will work? I don't know, but nowadays there are too many problems in marriages. Nobody wants to submit to anybody. And I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm talking about believers. One man of God saw I displayed something on my status. I was giving my wife a peg and I displayed it. The man of God saw it. And he called me. He said, Pastor Adam, I need to my power. I said, Adam, I need to my power. He said, because I saw four bro, my warrior. So when I see that you are really enjoying it, I'm very happy for you. I was like, wow. Nobody wants to submit to anybody. This one is wiser than this one. This one is wiser than this one. Why? Fighting. Every day fight. The smallest of things. Believers, they throw away the word expecting to have success. It won't work. I don't know why I like the subject of marriage like that, but I think it's one of the biggest problems of this generation. And for me, when family crumbles, a nation crumbles. So the nation has a problem because families have problems. Yeah. Submit to one another. So if you're a husband here, you're a wife here. Or maybe one day you get married, huh? Look. You do reverence Christ. Let me see it in the way you relate with your husband, the way you relate with your wife. That is what shows you have reverence for Christ Jesus. The next verse. Then he talks to wives. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Go. The next verse, verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Go. So husband, have you seen you are the Savior of your... Go back. Go back. Let me talk about this. Husband, you see, you are the Savior of the body. Your wife, you are her Savior. Now you are fighting. Savior is now fighting the one he should be saving. No. A pastor came to see me. I was praying for good marriages in this church. Because too many problems. Two people who said they loved each other, they now decide to settle down. And now they are fighting. Hi. Why? Patterns have been thrown away. They are not doers of the word. And therefore there's chaos. To avoid chaos in your life as a child of God, stick to the patterns of God's word. Stick to the patterns of God's word. Tonight is just a short time in the word. I wish I could continue reading. But I know you understand. Never forget, patterns give light. So if you fail to walk in the patterns of God's word, though you are a child of light, you would see yourself walking in darkness. And that's not the fault of the word of God. It's your choices. Your choices. You know, most of the time, Christians actually think that things can just happen. Do you understand? He's not applying himself to any principle. He's not doing anything. So he's there. Then, bam, a miracle. This thing called miracle sometimes make Christians, I don't want to insult. This thing called miracles sometimes make, he just wants something just to happen. Boom! Then it has happened. Then say, God did it. The first group of trees God made to grow, God has never planted trees anymore. Men are now supposed to plant trees. So the destruction of the planet is not God. Man destroys himself. Please take responsibility and decide to live according to patterns. You know, sometimes you'll be surprised that I'll come on Sunday. Oh, the word of God, you hear. Within the week, breaking patterns. So it's like some people are pattern breakers. When even they know the pattern, they go intentionally to break the pattern. People of God. And when that happens, we become a laughing stock to those who do not know Christ, because we claim to have the patterns of God. And now look at our lives. This night, I really wanted to kneel down to beg you. And say, hey. Because in my visions, I see a lot of you don't like patterns. After hearing, say, yeah, bro, At the end of the year, they say that I am fat. And sometimes you realize, it's like it's difficult to live according to patterns. But that is the way. The book of John. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Remember the definition of patterns last Sunday. Who can give me the definition of patterns last Sunday? Microphone, please. Now, I have to start doing this thing because I think that is the reason why people don't even do that thing. I don't ask them what. Yes, microphone. Yes, anybody? What are patterns? Yes, yes.
Daddy, please, shalom, shalom.
Shalom,
please.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, please, house. Papa, please, you said that a pattern is a model for imitation. It is a blueprint to follow to arrive at the expected destination.
Yes, a blueprint, right? Yes, please. Okay. Were you reading or you are saying it? You are reading. Okay. Clap for her. Celebrate her half. Half celebration. I want to. Hallelujah. So, if we've been given the blueprint, why then do we want to do otherwise? The blueprint for a successful life is given to us. It's like having a building plan before you start the building. All the quantities, the measurements, everything has been provided. Now build according to plan. Then you say no. Use 16 mm for columns. You say no. No. It's too expensive. Let's use 11.5. So, whose fault is it when the building in the future starts crashing down? Because you refuse to build according to the pattern that was given you. I'm a pastor, so please permit me. Because I assess people's lives when I pastor people. And what I am picking from the Spirit, if some of you don't change the way you live and live according to patterns, you may blame someone, but it was your own fault. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus, our Lord. So last Sunday, I was showing you, I said, the number one person we are supposed to pattern after is who? Jesus. Then he says, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me. Pattern, make sure you are following me. That's Jesus. Shall not walk in darkness. But look at what the person will have. But shall have the light of life. That means confusion is gone. Confusion is gone. Confusion is gone. Typically, like as I'm talking to you about the patterns for a successful marriage, as we are reading in Ephesians 5, you cannot follow that and have a bogus marriage. I don't know why I'm passionate. Probably because the one thing that the scriptures say that it is Christ and his church. Marriage, the mystery of marriage is Christ and his church. That is Christ and his church. That reveals Christ and his church. That reveals the relationship between Christ. That is what believers fail in. Probably that's why my passion is that much there. That single institution that is describing Christ and his church, that is what the followers of Christ are failing in. Let's think about it again. I think maybe you didn't get it. The very institution that he says is a reflection of himself and his church, the relationship between himself and his church, that is the institution we who are following him are failing in. No, I think still you didn't get it. Do you get it? Then how are we following him? I know many of you are not married. So as I'm saying it, it's like, it doesn't concern us. It will concern you one day. To concern you. Let me talk about it. And I also have married people in our midst. So let me be a good pastor. It will concern you one day. And if you get these things deeply rooted in your heart very early, it will help you when you enter it. Because I think too many people enter it not understanding what institution they are entering. It's a sad thing. He says, the woman is the church. The husband is Christ. Now, just imagine. Christ wants to beat the church. No, can you picture what I'm talking about? And now the church is also insulting Christ. Pattern's gone. When I'm talking to my wife, anytime I'm talking to my wife, the scripture is in my mind. So if I'm the savior of the body, it's a great responsibility. I'm the savior of the body. I am the savior. The moment you get married, you are the savior of the body. Wow. That's a big responsibility. I like it. He says, he who loves his wife loves himself. The reason why you cannot love your, you hate yourself. Ephesians. NIV. I was going to stop, but I'll read. Verse 25. You see, as I'm even talking like this, someone says, no, it doesn't concern my finances. You see, please follow the scriptures. Look, husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church. If believers were to be living according to the patterns of God's word, counseling will reduce. One-on-one counseling. It's not necessary when it comes to certain areas. It may be certain areas where you need counsel to address. Not every week they call counseling. Because people have thrown away the patterns. The patterns in themselves are the counsels of God. Huh? I'll still read the husbands and the wives thing. Let me read it. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So please, if you're a husband, the next verse. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Verse 27. To present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. So you don't know my wife. She's very stubborn. Are you part of the church? Are you part of the church? Look at how stubborn you were. That Christ has long suffering for. Stop. You're stubborn. They say. I know the husbands are mostly in front. I don't know if they like what I say, but I'm saying it. The next verse. Look, in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife, what? Wow. If you live according to this pattern, how would there be fight? No, how? Tell me how. The day you decided to be wiser than the scriptures, that is the day you started having problems. The day you decided, I will be wiser than the word of God. The word of God says this, but I'll do this. That day is when you started having problems. That's why he told Joshua, don't depart from it to the left or to the right. Don't depart from it. Because they are the patterns that will give you victory. I'm speaking passionately as a pastor. Please, live according to the patterns. Just one detail tonight. Then we're out of here. Please don't forget, Jesus is the pattern we follow. Is somebody listening at all? So we read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let's read it. Please don't forget, he said, if you follow him, you shall not walk in darkness. You shall have the light of life. So, in every area of your life, there must be a special light. And he says that the light of life shines in that area once you decide to follow him, right? So, everyone here, we know deep in our hearts, everybody say, I'm a follower of Christ, isn't it? You are following Jesus, isn't it? You are following Jesus, isn't it? He says, these people follow me with their mouth, but their hearts are far away. How do you know somebody is following Jesus well? Not by his words, by his actions. He that doeth, not he that speaketh. Hey. My plea to you is that your life is too important to be wasted. Take time and dismantle your life into the different parts and examine where patterns are being ignored. Because if you ignore patterns, you will crash. It's just a matter of time. Hebrews 12, he says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So Jesus knew what was before him, and it was a pleasant thing. So he decided to live a certain way. People of God, if you are following Jesus, understand, he and his word are one. And you will uncover the patterns in the scriptures. And the moment you apply yourself to them, the first thing you access is Christ's wisdom. You access what? Christ's wisdom. So you can write this down. The patterns of God reveals his wisdom. Reveals is what? Wisdom. And what would wisdom do for you? What would wisdom do for you? In the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon speaks about wisdom and he says, look, wisdom is profitable to direct. So anytime you have access to patterns, you have access to the wisdom of God. And the moment wisdom is present, direction is present. Huh? Ecclesiastes 10:10. Have you ever heard this statement? I don't know what to do. Huh? Now, I don't know what to do. You know what to do. Amen. How do we know what to do? Patterns. And once we have access to patterns, wisdom is. And when wisdom is present, direction comes. You will know what to do. I said, you will know what to do. You know what to do. If the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is what? Profitable to direct wisdom. So if you don't want to be void of wisdom, stick to patterns. And where do you find them? Right in the scriptures. And the scriptures does not take out any part of our lives. Everything is included. Am I communicating at all? Let's read something from Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. When you read from the top coming, you see it's talking about wisdom. So, let's start from verse 13. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. I know what to do. I know what to do. Oh, you are not saying it passionately. I know what to do. I know what to do. Glory. Lift up your head and smile. I know what to do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. He says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Verse 14. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Verse 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. He's talking about wisdom. 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and what? Honor. The next verse. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are what? Peace. So you ignore patterns, you have ignored wisdom. And if you have ignored wisdom, look, you have ignored the ways of pleasantness and the paths of what? Peace. So you want to see why problems, I know you quote me and say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. I tell you, in my estimation, small as a child of God, my little life that I've lived, I've realized many people are foolish. People of God, forgive me. I have realized many people don't have wisdom. And I'm not just talking about unbelievers. Sometimes even the unbelievers exhibit a certain level of common sense. And they exhibit Sophia, the worldly Sophia. Yes, that's why they can build skyscrapers and anyway. They exercise the worldly Sophia. I was listening to one young man speak about how... Let me stop. I said, hey! Where is wisdom? Where is wisdom? You hear parents talk. Where is wisdom? You hear them discussing their children. Wisdom. You see students. No wisdom. I've realized many people cause themselves problems, their relatives problems, society because of foolishness. Foolishness is a great disease. And how do you cure foolishness? Wisdom. Child of God, please, I don't mean to be rude, but I tell you, you can be a child of God and still walk in. If you are not walking in wisdom, the opposite is what? Oh my God. When I check the way you handle things, you know, the Lord Jesus described who is foolish and who is wise. I didn't see it. Matthew 7. Look at what Jesus said. Who is foolish? Who is wise? Matthew 7. We must identify things in the scriptures. Look at what Jesus said about who is foolish and who is wise. What did Jesus say? Matthew 7, from verse 24. What did Jesus say? So now we are children of God. Let's look at the standards of foolishness and wisdom. Pastor Christian. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. So, So Jesus is giving us who a wise man is. The one that hears and do. Maybe the King James is confusing you. Do it and all that. NIV, please. NIV. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So, which area of your life are you ignoring the word of God, practicing the word of God? Do you know one of the cardinal areas we stop practicing the word of God is even in the words we speak? Say, I'm powerful. Say, my words are powerful. Say, what I say comes to pass. Therefore, I'm careful with my words. Yeah. Yeah. Now, look at who the foolish one is. So, everybody, please, let's judge ourselves. 25. Aria, please. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. What is the rock? He hears and he do it. The next verse. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like who? Who built his house on sand? So who decides what foundation your life is built on? Yourself. Then what happened to him? The foolish one, what happened to him? The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. So you ignore patterns, you have ignored wisdom, and if you've ignored wisdom, you are bound to crash, according to Jesus. Great crash. Great crash. Great crash. Huh? Great crash. I pray that we will chase the patterns of God as revealed in the scriptures. And as we do, wisdom. Wisdom will abound toward us. And as we live our lives according to wisdom, we escape the unnecessary crashes that men go through. And our lives will be beautiful in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen. Amen. I'm just adding one scripture, then I'll round up for tonight. Okay? Yes. We are still discussing living our lives according to God's patterns. Now, in James chapter 3, verse 15, he speaks about two wisdoms there. The wisdom that is from above and the wisdom that is from beneath. He says, go to verse 14. But if ye have bitter envying and strive in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom. So, what would make us see the wisdom you are walking in? Your fruits, the things you do, what you bring forth. Now, remember, wisdom, foolishness, pride, all of those things that the scriptures mention are virtues that you can't see, but you see their effect. So, foolishness is like the wind. You can't see it, but you will see its effects. Oh. Wisdom cannot be seen, as it were, but you will see the effects of wisdom. I hope you are getting the point. Now, he says, how do you discover wisdom that is not from above? A. He says, you would notice certain things. Go back to verse 14. He says, look at this life. He says, bitter envying and strive in your hearts. Glory not and lie not against the truth. Verse 15. Then he says, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, it is sensual, it is devilish. That means you can be a child of God, but if you do not keep your heart and live according to patterns and certain things enter your heart, the manifestation will be wisdom that is not from above, but what? Earthly, sensual, and what? Devilish. Devilish. I pray that as we live our lives according to pattern, you cannot live life assuming, oh, this may be right. No, get the pattern. I hope you are getting it. That is why we spend time to get into the Word of God, to get the patterns of things. Else, we'll live in confusion. I pray in the name of Jesus. I see you walking according to patterns, and I see your life bearing good fruit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see you walking in wisdom. Great wisdom, great wisdom, great wisdom, great wisdom. Wisdom from above. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak forth any mistakes that have drawn things into your life because you ignore patterns. I pray for grace to live according to patterns. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as you go home tonight, may the Holy Spirit deal with us all. May the Holy Ghost bring to our minds things we are living our lives ignoring the patterns. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may we be convicted. May we be brought to that place of humility to accept our faults and our mistakes and get back to patterns. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we dig into the scriptures, may our eyes open to see what we must see in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may walk in the wisdom of Christ, that our lives will be full of the light of life and not darkness, even in Jesus' mighty name. Let all who believe shout a living amen. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life, even from this day forth. Precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0543-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.